You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Mike Ward is a veteran political correspondent for the Houston Chronicle. If anyone knows his way around the Texas Capitol, it's this man. So when we read his report today that the Texas legislature is moving, in his words, ever closer to a full-blown meltdown, well, let's just say you sit up and take notice, right? He joins us in the Texas Standard Studios with an update. Mike Ward, Austin Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
I know you've been spending some long hours at the Capitol. Time's running out, and that sort of thing usually happens, but it seems like in this session, there's been an avalanche of bills on the House side at the last. Am I missing something here? Is that right?
There has. In fact, the Senate, since May 1st, has been given more than 600 House bills.
Good night.
And they've received 500 House bills in the past 5 days, which is a huge amount compared to previous sessions. And I've been at the legislature for a few years. But even people who have been at the legislature for 30-some years say that this is a record. What this does at the last is it compresses all this bill passing right up to the last minute.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Deadlines start falling in place, mm-hmm. so you can't pass House bills out of the House, and things happen in the Senate, and so then a lot of bills die. And when a lot of bills start dying, people start getting cranky.
And that's what we're starting to see.
That's right.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about how this clock is going to play out. How many more days left in this session to get through this mass of proposals?
The session ends on May the 29th.
And if they have to have a budget, a state budget.
Have to have a budget. If they don't have a budget, they go into special session.
Are they going to be able to pull this one off?
Well,
without a special session, I mean?
The talk about the special session is increasing as the days go on this particular week. And it's not unusual for people to start talking about the possibility of special session. But this year, it seems like there's more issues, more key issues mm-hmm. that have to be resolved that are still open and contentious than they have had in some previous sessions.
So give me two or three that you think are things that have to be fixed.
One is the budget.
Yeah.
The Senate and the House, for the most part, generally speaking, they were only about $400 to $600 million apart on mm-hmm. their two budgets mm-hmm. on actual dollars, state dollars. What the issue has been is over method of finance. The Senate wanted to do an accounting trick, essentially, with some transportation money. The House had a sort of an accounting trick with some school money, and then there was the issue the House wanted to use a rainy day fund.
Right, right.
Senate said no. That's unresolved. That's a big thing. Method of finance, and most of the people at the Capitol say that if there's a special session, it will probably be to argue about the state budget and how to finance it.
Yeah. Of course, that's one.
Okay.
What about CPS? We talked a lot about Child Protective Services.
CPS looks like it's going ahead. It's moving ahead. Another issue that's unresolved at this point is Governor Abbott's call for a lot of additional pre-K money.
Uh-huh.
And neither the Senate nor the House funded it at the level that the governor wants it. And from the word this week, he's going to hold firm on that. So that's another issue, because they're going to have to find additional money beyond what they approved in their budgets to fund at the level that Abbott wants.
You know what I haven't heard a whole lot about? SB 2. Whatever happened? Is that dead?
That's number three. At this point, there are not the votes to get it out of the House
Ways and Means
Committee. This is property tax reform.
Right.
A key issue for both the governor and the lieutenant governor, and at some level probably also an issue for the speaker.
Mm-hmm.
But there were three votes that pulled back, and the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee couldn't get it out of there yesterday.
Boy, that's high drama.
Significant. High drama. The Senate, it's a Senate bill, the Senate took that as a you got to be kidding me moment. And so the Senate has now backed up, and this is getting ready to probably become a do or die issue for a number of members in the Senate. They want it to pass. The governor wants it to pass.
So elbows are going to start flying.
Elbows are starting flying already.
Mike Ward is Austin Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle. You can cover all the elbows and such at HoustonChronicle.com. Mike, thanks so much for stopping by.
Sure. Good to see you.